אחרי ספר ספר פרק סמך ופרק סמך א', פרק סמך יסל שלו לישרפיס משום מצווה מן המצוות. בהו פרק יש מסביר person a lot of time has that he's a very good person and he learns like he has to learn and he davens like he has to daven. Zman Krishna is not so strong way because I'm losing, he skips the words. A person has a kind of weakness sometimes and he's misrapid some of the mitzvahs. So the whole perek is about to explain that a person cannot have a rifyin in some of the mitzvahs. Shaloi liyisrapis b'shum mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. It's not enough to say the whole picture I'm good. Okay, these little things I'm not so good. No, I just get angry. I'm just not so much matter that you would have hate. This is his whole perek. It's not the perek that we want to hear this. Then in Perek Samach Aleph, he says a big yisrit. Lehachzik b'mitzvah achas v'shleimus b'cholois. Charedim brings down a big yisrit. A person has to choose one mitzvah, and that mitzvah to hold on with the ganze starkeit. He brings down the marshal, if you have a tree inside the water, and you want to take out the tree, if you start to hug the whole tree with all the branches, the tree will stay in the water. You'll be full with scratches, and at the end of the day, the tree will stay inside the water. But if you put your hands, and you hold on to one branch very strong, a good one that's connected, you could pull it out. But if you start to pull all over and then go to Shkitah, so sometimes b'avodas Hashem, a person has to have chutz from keeping kol ha'tere kula, one mitzvah, that with that mitzvah is connected very stark, and the whole tree goes up with that mitzvah. He brings down the Gemara, Shabbos, Omar Rav Nachman, Teisili, that I kept Shalashudas. Rabbi Yeshua says, Teisili, that I didn't go without a yarmulke. Rav Sheisha says, tastily that I put on tefillin. Rav Nachman says, tastily that I did tzitzis. Omar Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef b'rei de rabbi, avuch b'mai zoyer, your father was, he was so careful, tzitzis. Tzitzis, he said, yeah, I'll tell you once, my father was walking on a ladder, and his tzitzis tore, and it was hanging in between the sky. And then he stayed hanging there until they gave him a different tzitzis. He didn't want to walk without diamonds without tzitzis. You see, my father was making the mitzvah tzitzis. Rashi explains one of the Amiroim said, I was making them tefillin. Rashi says, I never walked without diamonds without tefillin. So the Charedim explains, what is the pshat of all these Amiroim that they bring a list of mitzvahs that they were making them? So the Charedim, he put on tefillin, he went with tzitzis. He thought, what was your father's mitzvah? He said, my father's mitzvah was tzitzis. My father's mitzvah was tefillin. My father, he didn't go without kisei arosh. He never took off his yarmulke. He slept the yarmulke. He went to the mikveh the yarmulke. The whole time the yarmulke. And he explains different gemoras in Shas, that the gemara goes and says, the gemara in Kiddushim, Kol ha'isim mitzvah achas, metivim lo yom, ma'arichim lo yom, v'shnoi sof, the Rishonim are very shver pshat in the gemara there, but Yerushalmi learns pshat, one pshat kol ha'isim mitzvah achas. A person takes one mitzvah, and in that mitzvah, he's very stark. מעריכים לו יום, הטיפים לו כל יום ושני סוף. רמה מפיר שם בשני עשו את פשט, and the end of Marcus, רוצה לשבוך על הזקס, ישראל, לפיר ולפטר, ומצווס. So he says, Hashem gave תרייג מצווס, For sure, in the Daryaga, people will keep one mitzvah good. Everyone will find one mitzvah. Since Chas v'Shalom, Rambam doesn't mean that you don't have to be makbid in the whole mitzvahs. But Rambam, every person has a mitzvah that he connect to, that mitzvah keeps him very sharp. Maybe he brings some mishalim, or other brings some mishalim that he brings down later. So I have a kviyas, the bachar. And the kviyas we learned charedi. So we started to learn from the end, and then we went to the back, to the beginning. So we started from Perek Samech Aleph. We learned this thing the first week. He came to learn in the second week. I told him, you have already a mitzvah? He says, no. I said, so we'll learn it again. We learned for the second week. Came the third week to learn. I told him, you have already a mitzvah? He said, not yet. I said, so we'll learn it for the third time. Third week, came again. I said, we'll learn it for the fourth time. Then, from that day, I had to go to Nichol Aveli. His father. So he went to Menachem Ovel. Came to Menachem Ovel. I saw outside the sign. It says that his father was Nifter young. His father was 50 years old. And it says the name of his father, Yehuda, the Bochum was Yitzchok, Yosef Bochum's name. Ben, so the father that was Nifter was Yehuda ben Yaakov. But it says, Yehuda ben Yaakov Hashem Yimkom Dono, that his grandfather was killed. So I realized that the grandfather was killed, he can't be killed by the Holocaust. So I go to Menachem Ovel. I said, where your father learned? He said, my father never learned. He said, no, I mean, what yeshiva he learned? He was never in a yeshiva. Okay, I said, it's weird. My father was never, when he was a bach, he was not from. It's very uncomfortable, you know, you come to Nachma, but no one is there, like, you ask such a question. So I said, I saw outside in the sign that his father was killed, where he was killed. I tried to make a conversation. He tells me, you really want to know the story of my family? I said, yeah, I really want to know the story. I said, you sure you want to know the story? I said, yeah. So he told me that his father, he was brought up in Buffalo. He was not from Gomish. And his mother died. Okay, so the father was a Yosef of his mother. And then his father was walking, his father had a drugster, and Schwarzer stabbed him and he died. Okay, so Mishgada Tata, Mishgada Mama, 17 years old boy. So he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went into Eretz Yisrael. So he has a lot of questions. So, tell you, learn for a day, and I will come answer your questions. He said, no. If you don't answer my questions, I'm not opening a Jewish book. I have a lot of questions. I lost my father, I lost my mother. Tell me, you have to learn for a day, then we answer questions. He said, no. So he got up, and he left the Shatay, and he went back to Buffalo. He's in Buffalo, he's 20 years old, again, Gomish. Then it was Meir Kahana came to Buffalo. I went to see him. He said, I have a lot of questions. He says, I will answer you all your questions. And he made him proof. And it became proof. He didn't have Parnassah. So it was Mashgiach Kashas, yeah. You should know how the Mashgiach Kashas goes in this country. So, not going now to what Hershey was, yeah. So he was Mashgiach Kashas. So Mashgiach Kashas he was. He's not Badass. Mashgiach Kashas. No, sometimes he was working the whole day, so for Mincha he put on his tefillin, you know. When he was Mashgiach Kashas. So one day he comes to Mincha, puts on his tefillin. So the old yid goes over to him and tells him, you know, tefillin you put on the shachas. What do you tell him? He didn't daven, you know, he's all day in Davin. So he thought, oh, I forgot to put it on Chachis. I'm putting it on the winter. So the guy told me, you forgot to put it on? I said, yeah, I forgot, you know. So the guy told him, he picked up his sleeve and showed him that he has a number of the Holocaust on his head. I told him, well, I'll tell you, I was 6 years in Auschwitz. I never missed tefillin once. And you know, by Auschwitz, if you put on tefillin, they would kill you. My job was to take the bag of garbage every day, it's like 3 miles, to put it somewhere and to come back. That was my job. You know, it was interesting. Garbage, I'm not sure what pieces it was, but this was my job. It was one guard in one place with a gun, and there was another guard in the other place. It was one little place that was a circle that both didn't see me. And there I put on tefillin for 6 years. And you kid, you forgot to put on tefillin shachritz. So it touched him so much, he decided to be makbid and mitzvah tefillin v'reishna. He started to save all of his money. And with the money that he had, he went to the Rav of the city. And he told him, I want to buy the best tefillin. He gave him a ticket, all the money, and they flew together to New York, Eichler, and they bought a tefillin. And when I said over the spicy the first time, it was the week after I came back, from this shiva house, and the vad was sitting a boy, that his father was the Rav of Buffalo, and he knew that piece of the story, that his father told me that this guy that was lifter, he also threw an halacha, when he was a young boy, 20 years old, he, all of his money, he took it, when he bought a kosher pair of tefillin. It's the only part that he knew exactly. And he bought the pair of tefillin, and that is the mitzvah that he was makbid on. The tefillin became so stark. I'm going back to the shiva house, and the Bachur is telling me that 2.5 weeks ago, when, you know, his father went to America, because when he was Yosef, his neighbors, Jewish neighbors, not true, that took care of him. And his in-laws, his mother's parents, also live in Buffalo. So 2 weeks ago, his father-in-law was nifter. This Bachur mother's father, the mother's father. So my father went down. So, you know, my mother was sitting shiva with him, my father was there. When he was about the last day of the shiva, if my father, if his grandfather, if his father-in-law, this friend that took care of him, that not from people, that took care of him, when he was a yosem, the guy also died. He was ready in Buffalo. He decided he's going to do the taira. At least I call us a toy, you know, not from person. You know, he will take care of the Leviathan. He drove in the morning, it was a couple of hours of drive. He finished 10 o'clock to take care of it. And the Leviathan started on Sunday, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the synagogue was the... But he didn't put on tefillin yet. So he decided he's driving back to the place where he's staying. He wants to put on his kosher tefillin. And Rabbi the place told him, you know, he's in the mitzvah, that's the halacha. Your mama should come in the only one. He said, I can't, I have to put on that film. So I could drive, I'll zoom, I'll make it in 2 hours, I'll put on the film for 5 minutes, and I'll just come back, I'll be here at 2 o'clock. He drove, he put on his film. But quickly, came back, 2 o'clock, started reviving, got up, and I said, you know, I owe a call something to this guy, and he got a heart attack and he died on the spot. My father, he finished his life, the last mitzvah he put on this tefillin. They call us the Chevra Kadisha. No, your father died. I said, told us. So listen, we're flying him in, you know. You know, your father told you where he wants to be married. I said, my father was 50 years old, he didn't speak about that. I asked my older brother. My older brother told me, it's very interesting. Last week, 3 weeks ago, before he left, the week before he left, I was walking with my father to the Kaisel, with our father. My father said, you know, I would love to be in Al-Azaisi. I said, okay, well, look, you know, Al-Azaisi was very expensive, and they didn't have a lot of money. So there was two pieces available for the prize that they could buy. One in the Sfarashi community, but you know, he was not a Sfarashi. And one was in the Chalkas Ashkenazim. And there was one piece, one extra place. So they put him there. You know, and as a soil, the kids don't go to the Lubai. So the meaning of Shalayim, you're not melada. The kids are not melada to be sechayim. It says in Sfarim that the kids are melada, all the malachim roim also come. Everything that he did. So meaning of Shalayim, the kids, the Yitzchak Chalotzim don't go to the Levi. It's meaning of Shalayim, and every Levi, they said, they're not allowed to have the melada. So the kids didn't go to the Levi, they bought the place, they paid, and then went to see where the father is. Last day of the Shiva, when they got from the Shiva, they went to the Beis HaChaim. And the guy that he's buried near is an old man from Buffalo that told him about the tefillin. There he's laying, near that guy. Near that old man, the guy also didn't have kids. Maybe when he bought a spot, was an empty spot near him. That was his spot. Two people were Meisel Nefesh and tefillin. One person was Meisel Nefesh 6 years in Auschwitz. And 1 year decided that this is his mitzvah. And he didn't give up. He bought the best tefillin. All of his money that he had, he bought for the tefillin. Alas, Hashem made him to die with the mitzvah's tefillin. And both of them are laying near each other in Aziz. Every person is like that. I think the time to do it is when you're young. Doesn't mean maybe sometimes in life you can add another mitzvah. But the chokhmah is to take on a mitzvah and to make it to be your mitzvah. And I will explain. I gave one Zabad. So someone told me, okay, I will take on sukkah. Sounds very easy, yeah? I told him, it's a very good idea, sukkah. It's a very good idea. But sukkah means that, you know, eventually you'll have sukkah chaznish. With no nails, with garnished. It means by you'll be sleeping in the sukkah. Eventually you'll have a sukkah with the tinas yudayim inside the sukkah. Eventually in sukkahs you will not go to trips. The sukkah will be your mitzvah. The whole year you will look for sukkah. You will plan everything around that you will not be in a country that it rains in sukkahs. Sukkah is your mitzvah. This is what you're trying to do. Eventually you want to know Masechta Sukkah. It's what they add every year over life. You decide this is what you do. Person decides tzitzis is his mitzvah. So right. First when he plays ball, he wears tzitzis, yeah? Then when he grows a bit, he stops to play ball, yeah? He comes in Shiva Bachar. So then he buys mikutz lishma. Then he buys the brisket tzitzis with a button. It's more, yeah? It's all different chumras. Again, when we speak that the mitzvah is your mitzvah, meaning to say, I don't have to give you the ideas. You will find the ideas how to make it. You want to buy someone a present, yeah? And you really want to make him happy. You slowly you pick up a Zaza sticker, a Zaza bag, and a Zaza. You know slowly how to make it the best. Yeah, someone's doing a running mechanic. So he knows how to make, well, he finds all different ideas under the ground. All different things to make the matzah to be a matzah. This is the chokhmah. You decide, this is my mitzvah. The Haredim explains. He brings down a mashal, a beautiful mashal. It's later in the Hemshech. I was at the end of the sefer. So it was a king that was bitten by a fox. A little bite. And he became very sick. First day, second day, there's really nothing more to do. He was starting to write his tzavo. Everyone was crying. A book, a friend of his, all days, came to give him a present. And he saw him sitting there about to die, everything swollen. He asked him, King, what happened? said, I was building a little bait tonight. No one knows what to do. He says, don't worry. He ran in the field, he collected a couple kind of grass and trees, made a little mixture, and you put on him, and 1 day, 2 days, and everything became good. Doctors were so mispar. He says, it's a story that happened. This is what Chayyim himself. I'm asking you if a story that didn't happen, yeah? But it makes sense that such a story could happen, right? Because they have such things. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world this big things. It's the master things. Learning, davening, being a good yid. But then is the zachah we call a segula. It's the little things that could change the whole thing. These are the little things that could take a person and uplift them in the end to be a different person. To be a different person. You just have to decide to do it. If you decide, this is my mitzvah. This is my mitzvah. Everything changes. It gives you the tree to hold out to. You connect it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a strong root. And that mitzvah you don't give up. A guy chooses Shabbos. Shabbos is huge. But he chooses Shabbos more and more and more. And every piece that he decides to choose on Shabbos, he doesn't give up. The guy decides shachris. It's hard. But the chokhmah is when you decide the mitzvah. So we take the Lashon HaRambam, he says, Shekol echad yimtzo mitzvah shehu oyev. You have to connect to the mitzvah. I test myself. I ask my kids, what is the mitzvah that I like? If they know what the answer, I know I'm doing okay. If they don't know what the answer, they say, you like a lot of mitzvahs, it's not good. He brings down in the head that a person chooses Omni Hmi Rabba. He said, but it means that even when he was sick, he tried in the afternoon to go to a shul to answer a couple of Omni Hmi Rabbas. If he damaged one ass and he needs the Kaddish, so he would go downstairs to the Nazar Minyan to get another Amin Yehish Me'aba. It's like something that he was trying to get. And trying to be Mechaber in every Amin Yehish Me'aba. He made a point. A person, when he's young, you could choose it. You become 90 years old, and your kids say, yeah, I'll say it by him. He never lies. Ever. He never lies. He will pay money for that lie. But by him, this is... We have some guys by him, they cover from Rav of Shul. He does everything for the Rav. Everything for the Rav. This is a split for the Rav. The Rav makes a chasana, he flies across the country. The Rav makes a shayar brochas, he comes. The Rav gives a drosha, he's there. The kids disturb in the drosha, he's the first one out to reach it to make quiet. This is his mitzvah. Kavod Rabbanim. I'm giving you an example. That is nice, he's Mechabed Tzvara. It doesn't mean that he has to be obsessing, not running around all the Bismedish the whole time. But he's Mechabed Tzvara. He gives 5 minutes a day to put Tzvara in the place. If he has time in his mind, he'll go to a shul and put the Tzvara back in the place. But he chooses to do this mitzvah in Gantz. He says, when a person holds on to a mitzvah like that, it changes his life. It changes his life. He becomes a different person. You just have to hold on. Hold on to the tree in one branch. He brings down that the Rambam explains that this is the reason that mumel ledover echo, that the mumel lekol atayva. It works also in the bad way. Why the aloch is mumel ledover echo, that the mumel lekol atayva? The one thing is away, so everything falls away. So the same thing, I say Alamo. The akdoma to that is Perek Samach Tzorich Leizor B'chol HaMitzvahs. Not to say, oh, say that, say to Nevada. How about I want to be a good yid and have a mitzvah? But Tzorich Leizor B'chol HaMitzvahs. Tzorich Leizor B'chol HaMitzvahs. I got you to take Hanukkah with it. I'm not saying if it's not connected, there's no point to take it. But it means he puts in Pesach HaBayis, the oil, he buys a nice menorah. His kids, he doesn't go away for Hanukkah because he will not know exactly where to put his menorah. This is his mitzvah. He connects to that. It doesn't mean that it has to be. And I'm not sure that the Rebbeinu gave me the Siyata Dishmaya. I was learning the Haredi in 4 weeks. And Hashem gave me this person, a poshto yid. And I knew the yid, I knew the father. He made a poshto yid. Hashem showed him. He was makbid on tefillin. Chazal said, if a person is mace mitoich mitzvah, it shows that this is the shleimus. And these two people, they never met after that. One time, that guy met him in shul. He told his kids, it was a guy, his name was like this. He yelled at me in shul, and from that I was tefillin. More than that, he never knew about the guy. They're laying here each other. The same as Sirus Nefesh. I'm saying, the chokhmah is to find something, to take it out, and the Ezra Hashem, you will have to see it.